So, what's your opinion of the bald eagle? Myself, I've always been kind of fascinated with them. Perhaps some of that was growing up in central Kansas, where they weren't very often seen or spotted. When I first moved to Alaska in the early 90s, I had one that took to eating his catch on the ice of Six Mile Lake just outside my living room window. That was my first opportunity to see one up close, and to observe one for any length of time. They seemed to me to be a noble bird, graceful in flight, and regal when perched high atop some tree. Very much a magnificent symbol of our great state. They are also the subject for today's episode. Welcome to Bristol Bay Field Notes. I'm Terry Fuller, Education Specialist for Togiak National Wildlife Refuge. Adult bald eagles are easily identified, with their unmistakable dark brown body and white head and tail. In fact, it's the white head for which this eagle is named. The beak is large, yellow, and hooked. The eyes, unfeathered legs, and feet are also yellow in color. The tail is wedge-shaped and fairly long. The bald eagle is Alaska's largest resident bird of prey. Adults are between 2.5 feet and 3 feet in length, with a wingspan of up to 7.5 feet and weights of 18 to 14 pounds. Like with many raptors, the females are larger than the males. An interesting note is that the distinctive white plumage of the head and tail of adults is not attained until 5 or more years of age. In fact, immature bald eagles are mostly brown across their bodies, including the head and tail, with some body areas appearing to be a mottled mix of brown with some white. The beak is blackish gray and the eyes are dark brown. The feet and lower legs are yellow. Because immature birds exhibit so much brown, they are often confused with golden eagles, which also are brown in color. Bald eagles are opportunistic feeders. Fish constitute a large portion of their diet, with location determining what those fish are. Salmon are targeted across many parts of the state, but herring, flounder, pollock, and trout are also taken. Eagles also prey on ducks, other small birds, small mammals such as rodents and hares, sea urchins, clams, crabs, and carrion. Bald eagles put on spectacular and entertaining flight displays during courtship. While I've never seen it firsthand myself, I have seen videotapes, and it certainly looks like it would be worth the price of admission. In a cartwheeling display, a courting pair flies to a high altitude, locks feet together, and then tumbles and cartwheels toward the ground, breaking off at the last moment. Eagles often use and rebuild the same nest year after year. Nest trees are usually close to a water source and afford a clear viewing of the surrounding area. The nests are made of sticks and lined with finer woody materials. Nest building begins in April, and both males and females gather nest material. In late April, 2 to 3 dull white eggs are laid, several days apart. Eggs are incubated for a little over a month. At hatching, the young are covered with light gray down, and their eyes are open. They are capable of limited motion. Sibling rivalry is common, and the weaker chick, often the younger one, is killed or starved. The surviving young leave the nest after approximately 75 days. Bald eagles are certainly symbolic of the ruggedness of Alaska. Many people associate bald eagles with Alaska, and for good reason. Found only in North America, bald eagles are more abundant in Alaska than anywhere else in the United States. They are found along our state's coastlines, offshore islands, and interior lakes and rivers. The highest nesting densities occur on the islands of southeast Alaska. Most bald eagles winter in southern Alaska, but some leave the state during colder months. Across North America, they breed near water from Alaska throughout Canada and in scattered portions of the lower 48. Smaller numbers can also be found as far south as Mexico. They winter along coastal portions of Alaska and Canada and throughout the lower 48 states. Humans have been and are the biggest source of mortality for these birds. Bald eagles are protected by the Protection Act of 1940. This act makes it illegal to kill or possess an eagle, alive or dead, or to possess any part of an eagle, including feathers. Prior to this act, there were often bounties on eagles in many places, including Alaska, due to the perceived threat eagles posed to various ranching enterprises. Eagles were endangered or eliminated throughout most of the lower 48 states as a result of habitat destruction, illegal shooting, and poisoning. Pesticides, particularly DDT, resulted in large-scale losses to populations in the lower 48. These populations are recovering in many states because of strong support for habitat preservation. And while they are recovering, populations in the lower 48 remain relatively low. Alaska's populations remain healthy, though vigilance with regards to nesting habitat remains critical. The bald eagle is one of the symbols of our nation, the bird that adorns the Great Seal for the United States of America. While we've had 2+ centuries to get used to the bald eagle representing our country, not everyone was convinced that the eagle deserves such prominence. Benjamin Franklin had a low opinion of the bird, as he noted in a letter to his daughter, saying, "For my part, I wish the bald eagle had not been chosen the representative of our country. He is a bird of bad moral character. He does not get his living honestly." In fact, due to a poor initial sketch of the seal, in which the eagle on it looked more like a turkey, Franklin further mused, "For the truth is, the turkey is, in comparison, a much more respectable bird, and withal a true original native of America. He is besides, though a little vain and silly, a bird of courage." Franklin had previously suggested the rattlesnake and an action scene with Moses and Pharaoh as possible symbols, before the bald eagle was chosen and adopted. Well, food for thought about what might have been, had Mr. Franklin been calling the shots. Thankfully, other voices won out, and the eagle was given the place that it still holds today. For Field Notes, I'm Terry Fuller. Music from Loon Echo Lake provided courtesy of Solitudes at www.solitudes.com.